the reports of the Washington Post and the Huffington Post reporters being arrested or detained and then harassed are pretty serious. I mean, I realize there's a lot of emotion going on all sides in this, and I can understand the police not wanting to be photographed or interviewed or anything like that, but they're government officials in a highly charged event, and they need to recognize that the press is there to cover that event. And I think anytime you try to intimidate the press or arrest reporters, that raises even bigger questions, and it's not good government action. And luckily, the reporters they weren't charged with anything, and I think we're making a lot about that because it's an easy thing to talk about, and I think the reporters were sort of an easy target for the police to vent their frustrations with. But it's not good when reporters are harassed like that. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen reporters arrested covering the Occupy movement. We've seen reporters arrested at the Republican National Convention 10 years ago, and it's never good for reporters to be arrested. I mean, it's not the kind of image that the United States really should put out there.
Do things like this, I mean, when incidents like this come up, and needless to say, there's been many and there will continue to be many more, and law enforcement will overstep or these things will be put to the test more and more. Do they offer us a good opportunity to say, hey, you know, let's review what's really important? There's a situation on the ground, but there are larger issues that the country's about.
Once the dust settles on this, once cooler heads prevail, once investigators really get a chance to see what happened, the flashpoint on all this, I think we'll learn a lot of important things, and I think it will lead to a pretty good public debate. And we wouldn't have any of that without the press. I mean, if the press wasn't there covering this, even citizens who are now filtering material videos through the mainstream media, I mean, we wouldn't know what was going on. And if reporters weren't there and CNN wasn't there and all the journalists were not there, nobody would know what was going on. And this would have been swept under the rug, and we wouldn't have had any oversight on government. So, you know, one of the only reasons why government sometimes behaves ethically or legally is because there's somebody watching, and that somebody's the press. And we'd be in a real dark place if we didn't have some watchdog, an independent watchdog, keeping track of what's going on out there.